Hello, 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 everyone. You're now tuned into Unorthodox Real. This is your host, Relicious, and I'm here with a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Yo, what's good? I go by the name of Alex Cade, and we're here.
So please just tell them a little bit about what you do, so then before we go into the rapid fire questions.
I am an artist. I'm a rapper. I'm a music, and from Detroit, now out here in Seattle, trying to make it happen.
We love that. So the first question is, what is one thing you'd put on your bucket list right now?
Make it out of 2020.
That's real. That's real. Are you a morning or a night person?
Night, for sure.
Night, okay. What is one thing that annoys you the most?
That's funny. I'm just talking about this the other day. Something that annoys me the most, people who cut off people in the middle of conversation. That's what's been on my mind the past 2 days. Like, nah, like,
really?
Getting cut off when people are speaking, like, nah, especially if, like, you're in mid-thought.
Yes. That's funny because people always tell me that they like my podcast because I don't be cutting people off, because most of the time in interviews, people get cut off a lot. But I don't do that. So what is your lifelong dream?
A lifelong dream of mine. Honestly, probably generational wealth.
I feel that.
However that's possible.
What is new technology that you think will transform the future, in your opinion?
Some new technology? Like anything?
Yeah, anything.
If we're being real, probably whatever. See, Seattle, they have like they're a huge like tech city.
Right? Yeah.
So I hear about some stuff that goes on, because I have some homies that work at like Amazon and Facebook. So whatever Amazon's cooking up for like the next 10 years, that's they're on to something, bro. Like Jeff Bezos, he's thinking crazy.
He is. So the last rapid fire question is, what is your favorite song right now?
It's a couple songs that's in a rotation.
Okay, what are they?
Man, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake.
Okay.
I probably play that at least once a day. Let me just give you like just a more precise answer. I've been running Big Sean shit. This one artist, Stay Safe Knox, they're running him. Oh, and Ariana Grande's new album. That's
fire.
That's pretty much what's been playing lately.
Okay, so let's get into the podcast. Also, I'm gonna need you to just not move around so much because it's gonna pick up all the noise.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're fine. So the name of this podcast is called Unorthodox Real, and I ask all of my guests, what makes you unorthodox, do you feel like?
What makes me unorthodox?
Yeah.
Probably the way I think about things, honestly. I try not to take a normal approach as far as anything in life. Like the way I think about things, I just like try to take a different route, you know, or come to my own conclusions about things, which are more than likely unorthodox, because, you know, they probably go against the grain a lot.
Yeah,
just so my thought process.
Let's talk about your journey to where you are now, because how I know you is the middle school, right?
Yeah.
the middle school Ryan, the old days. But please tell the people a little bit more about you and how you came about going down the musician and artist route.
Pretty much, I've been doing music. You know me. I've been doing music for a minute. Like, I used to freestyle back in the cafeteria back in the day.
back in the Dunkle days.
Man, my old days. It's always been with me. It just came more, I locked down after high school, you know, I really tried to make this happen. And patience is patience. Key.
So this is not the podcast of fluff. Okay, so we gonna have to you got to tell the people more. Okay, the journey didn't just start from after high school.
You want more in depth?
We go in depth here. We go in depth.
All right, here. Let's get it. All right, so I'm with it.
So I guess I'll probe you some questions. So when you were younger, did you feel like where you are now, you'd always be?
I know eventually I'll get somewhere. Like, where I'm at now is not even where I want to be.
Yeah, of course, but I'm saying, going down this route.
Oh, yeah. I knew from the jump. I'm going to be honest. Like, I probably knew since I was, 7, this is what I was going to be doing. How I was going to make it happen is a whole nother story. my thought process then probably thought it was going to happen overnight. Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. So, more about being consistent. Hard work and just staying to it, dedication, you know, because great music and good music, right? So undeniable, right? You can't deny that no matter what genre it is. So I've just always kept that in the back of my head. Like, as long as it sounds good and I stay true to myself, then you know, this has potential to do something I couldn't even fathom, you know what I mean? So pretty much just staying true to that these past, we graduated,
2015?
We're getting old. We graduated 2015, so just keeping a consistency and growing as an artist, knowing more about the art form of making music and songwriting, and just honing in on all of that, focusing and really dedicating everything that I have to that. You know, I know now, other than I knew then, you know, what it takes to make that happen, make this happen.
So when did you start actually writing your music? Because I know, back in the day, you know, freestyling and stuff, but when were you okay?
Oh, yeah, no cap. I've always been writing. I just were freestyle back in the day just because, I knew I could freestyle. You feel me? But, I always been writing. It was, more of a therapeutic way, you know what I mean, to just escape from everything, you know.
So when did you move, what was the whole moving to Seattle thing? Did you feel like you found more opportunity there than compared to the Detroit area?
Nah, so a lot of people don't know this, right? So I moved out here for work. I moved out here for work, and then I end up just I'm like, all right, if I'm forced to stay out here, we got to make something happen. You feel me?
Of course.
So we brought together people. I've met great people on the way that who chose to take this journey with me. It pretty much became that. We're out here. We got to make something happen. Let's make the most out of this time. Let's make the connections while we can. Let's make great art. Let's make great product. And I've stayed out here since then. I got out here in 2016. Yeah, I got out here in 2016, and just pretty much just keep building, you know, just keep building while I'm out here, and then whatever the next move is, we'll worry about that when we get there.
So I want to go into your whole music scape. So I know you talk about a lot in your music, you always say the word Rocky. So please explain what the Rocky Collective is and who they are to you.
That's the team, man. These are the people I chose and that we all chose to, you know, put a lot of sacrifices in for. This is my, that is my, they're my backbone, man. They're like my spine. Like, they're the reason why I keep going. That's the Rocky team is a collective of artists, producers, photographers. You know, just anything to do with like just art. Rocky is art. Long story short, we're just, we're a collective of this.
We want the long story, actually.
we're a collective of just creative people, and you know, and we're all on the same page. We all have whether we say we share similar goals or same goals, or, I mean different goals, there's usually one goal that we all, you know, have, and that is definitely to be successful in whatever lane that we're in. And however we can help each other. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, so is, would you, it's not a label, but are you signed to a label? Or is it a label?
We are not a label. As of now. Okay. We are not a label as of now. We're just, it's just a team. You know what I mean?
Okay. But are you signed like to Lakers. A label?
No, I'm in the team.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought. So let's go into your discography. So what was the first song that you put out? Because there was, on Spotify, there's like a whole little description. I do my research or whatever on my people. But so it was saying that like your first breakout song was like Wusa. But what was the first song that you put out that you would say is your first song?
So the first song that I actually had that, hold up, my apologies. The first song that I had actually do something for me was probably Wusa, but I had a project out before that like I just don't. I was just, you know, experimenting with my sound and how I was sound, making a project. But yeah, Wusa was probably definitely the first one that, okay, people started taking me serious, you know?
Okay.
After that, I just kept going.
So, is that what you say your first song is?
That's what we're gonna say right now. That's what we're gonna run with right now.
Okay. So, I was gonna talk about your previous stuff because there was PS You've Changed, a little EP that you put out.
That came out last year.
Okay. So the song All Love Now, I really like that song. And so I would say, I know it's like a project of three songs. What song would you say is your favorite from that?
Probably Premium, because I fucking worked on that song for like a year before I came.
Really?
Yeah. I sat on it for like, honestly, like it was like, I probably rewrote that song like 10 or 15 times before I was like, all right. Enough is enough. So yeah, that's probably my favorite song in there.
All right. So in 2019, I know you dropped your mixtape For a Reason. And okay, prior to that, I think, I don't remember the first song I heard from you, but Trey used to try to put me on to stuff in high school.
Shout out to Elgin.
So he used to always try to be putting me on the stuff, but I never remember titles of songs, okay? But he told me to listen to your album, and I was like, all right, let me listen to it. Because, like, low-key, a lot of people be telling me to listen to their stuff, and I'm like, okay, is it actually going to be good? Because the production is always never good. But then I listened to yours, and I was like, wait, this is totally different from people I know who actually make music. I was like, this is really good. My favorite song is Facts. I like the switch up in the production and all that. And so what was your creative process in creating that album? And how long did it take you and all that?
For a Reason?
Yeah.
So it took me 2 years to compile all of that together. My creative process during the time I was in a relationship, actually. And I'm probably not gonna say that, but I was in a relationship during this time, and it was honestly just my life at the time, how I could. Mm-hmm. I look at that as like my staple. Like that is like my official first project, even though I have one that came out before that. But that was like one where I really like, okay, I'm about to really focus and try with what I have. And I literally had this laptop. I had my mic. And I had just a few selection of people that producers I would work with. And during then, it was just, let me just tell my story. Like, you know what I mean? Let me tell my story. And then we'll go from there. In the best way that I know how, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was just my creative process during that.
So what's your favorite song from that project? No Chance. I feel like it could. No Chance. I'm not sure. Did you use a sample for that song, or was that like just production? Because that song is very good.
Nah, that was a loop that the dude actually played down. He played that down, and then we just looped it, and so and we built upon it. So yeah.
Oh wow. So I've seen that you've performed at 3 different festivals. What was that like? And I know, like, as an independent artist and being fairly new, I know those experiences probably elevated you more because more people got to know about your music and stuff. So how was that for you?
The first one was the opportunity was amazing. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it was a little weird because there's a lot of older folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first festival I did was a Folklife festival, and you know, it's not really primarily hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going into that, I knew that, but I'm like, fuck it, well nah, fuck that, we gonna get these people lit, right? So we do the show, and no, people wasn't as hyped as I thought they were gonna be, you know what I mean? Then no, but it was just because I was in the wrong. Maybe those just weren't the right people, you know what I mean? To just hear my, they couldn't relate, you know what I mean? Maybe they could, they couldn't. But that was that. We did another show. I think the best one that we did, the biggest one, was Bumper Shoot. And that's arguably the biggest festival out in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. That one was fun. That one was really fun because me and the team put a lot of work into that set. Yeah, so shows and festivals are always fun because you get to make new connections. You get to, you know, bring in more fans, newer fans. You know what I mean? You're exposing more people to your music.
Yeah,
shows and festivals are always good. And
so I saw you did one. I saw you did a like online one this past weekend.
I did.
How was that?
Different. Really, really good. Nah, because it was like there was nobody there but to the production team.
Yeah.
And we're in this theater, and I'm like, all right. It really just felt like rehearsal, right? But the camera was on. And it was like a one shot thing. Like it was a one take. Hold up. Excuse me. But it was a one take, and the whole time, like prior to the show, I'm like, okay, how are we gonna really make this entertaining, right? And one of the thoughts that we had was to put a mirror at the end of the stage, and I'll just look at myself the entire time, like, and just gas myself up, because, like, let's just be honest, like, when people in the mirror and they playing music, like, you know what I mean? You really tap in right there. When you're alone, you tap in that mirror. Like, you really think of that person. Like, you know what I mean? You get into the music. So that was just one of my thought processes. So it was just different. You just gotta, you have to adapt. You know what I mean? Like, we're human. So we have to adapt to what's going on. And if you're not willing to adapt, then, you know, you're going to fall. So.
Yeah, exactly. So the interludes throughout the album, I thought flowed perfectly, and I was laughing when I was listening to Comic Relief because there's a line where you say, "Here's a joke, look into your future and see what's in store." That's directed to all the people in high school. So I know, like, everybody when they like come up, they're like, "Yeah, now people from high school trying to hit me up and stuff." And like,
it's funny.
These are the same people who doubted you in the beginning. Have you already experienced that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I didn't even have to talk about that, but oh yeah. Trust me. I can only imagine.
What's the most difficult part of being a creative?
Being creative. Being creative, honestly. And coming, staying with fresh ideas.
Yeah.
That aren't repetitive. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own uniqueness about them. And they have their thing. You have, like, people have that thing about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the one about me, like, my personal struggle is to make sure that that uniqueness about me doesn't get to, people get too used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so always trying to figure out new things to keep things fresh. That's probably like the hardest part.
How would you describe your sound?
Funny you asked that. I thought about this yesterday. Now to describe my sound, think of it as some basement party music.
Basement party music, okay.
Yeah, for some shit. And then other than that, just a lot of introspective things. Like, but for the lit shit, yeah, think basement party music. You know, the parties they used to throw back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, okay. Who would you love to work with in the future?
Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah, because he's on a whole different another level with this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Pharrell for sure.
Mm-hmm. What motivates you the most right now in your career?
Not letting people down. Mm. Not letting people down who believe in me. Because that's, unfortunately, if things were not to play out, that's a failure I would have to live with for forever. You feel me? I don't think a lot of people can accept the failure that comes with that. Like, so that's what's keeping me motivated right now.
So the final question I have for you, what's next for Alex Cade? What's next? What should the people know? And if the people listening never even heard about you and this is their first introduction to you, what song should they listen to? But also, again, what's next?
If you wanted to understand who Alex Cade is, I would say go listen to Get the Trippin', No Chance, and Facts. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Premium. 4 songs. If you got the time, you should do it. As far as what's coming next, we're working on something right now, hopefully, for the books. Like, that's why I've just been ducked the fuck off. So I've been really trying to perfect. We've created something crazy that if I'm not ready to expose it to the world, now I'm not ready. But I just feel like people will have to trust me that I am creating something crazy, because I just don't say that to just say that. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I truly mean that. So.
All right. Tell the people where they can find you at, so then whenever you drop whatever you're about to put out, they're going to be the first to know.
You can find me on at AlexK_ at everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm on all social media forms, all playlist services and streaming services. I'm everywhere with it.
Alex yes, Kate. make sure you guys go check out AlexK. I'm going to put everything in the show notes, the Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at UnorthodoxRail. Make sure you guys rate on Apple Podcasts, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.